Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
It's the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today. Mark is going to be back tomorrow. Sue, I know you miss it when Mark's not here.
I do, yeah.
It's so sad. Mm-hmm. You know, around St. Louis, you hear a little tear that falls, and that's what it is. I'm sure Jane Duker is the one who's crying right now.
Yes.
Speaking of Jane, she, Jeff Rainford, and Gene Evans are all going to be here on the big Friday Reardon Roundtable. So that should be fun. There is all kinds of fun that is going on. By the way, congratulations. They just announced that we hit 218 Republicans in the House. So it's official.
Ooh.
We now have the presidency, the Senate, and the House. We still have some races to be called, but it is official. The Republicans will keep control of the House. Now the question becomes, how many are we going to have? But, you know, the bigger question about that is, how many congressmen is Trump going to leave in the House because he keeps grabbing them to put in his cabinet? So the more that he does that, the more he's going to make things interesting. Speaking of Mr. Interesting, Scott Faughn is joining us on the line. Scott, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm kind of surprised. Trump is full of surprises. But one of the congressmen he plucked out, Matt Gaetz, for attorney general. It's so funny. You read all these, oh, who's Trump thinking about? Who's Trump going to pick? There was long, long lists. Nobody had Matt Gaetz on it.
I didn't have him on my bingo card at all. I didn't think, that was
well, Matt Gaetz is a freak and a weirdo. He looks like one of the Adams Family kids. But I'll tell you this. I think this is actually two good things, if you want the truth. It's wonderful for Missouri because we keep our outstanding attorney general, Andrew Bailey.
We do.
Andrew Bailey, the war hero from Herman. I think that Missouri was a huge winner in this. And I actually think the Department of Justice is the most corrupt entity in the country. I think it's more corrupt than any drug cartel. It's more corrupt than any Venezuelan gang. I think the Department of Justice is a bigger threat to the average American than any exterior force in this world right now. And I think if you want to burn it down, I mean, Gaetz, I don't think is particularly a positive force in American politics, if you want the truth. But I think, you know, he's the kind of poison you would inject into that thing to kill it. And I think, great. The more he fires, the better.
You know, I could picture him standing there with a flamethrower and saying,
yes.
The DOJ is about ready to burn down. I could see him doing that. But, you know,
he'll walk in with the match.
I wonder if this is a deal that the speaker made with the president that said, hey, do me a favor. Get this guy out of here because I am the speaker because of him, right? So if it hadn't been for him, Kevin McCarthy would still be in this job, probably. So
probably so.
He's probably like, hey, let's get Gates out of here. Put him in somewhere else where you can kind of control him and you can have sway over him, because I think Gates will do whatever Trump wants him to do. I really believe that part. I think it's going to happen.
And I really hope Donald Trump appointed him
what
so
is
that he would get rid of the Department of Justice and not get rid of it. Hang on a second, Scott.
We got a feedback that just started happening. What is that? I'm in an echo chamber.
I can hear you in the feedback.
Are we good? Hey, we're good. All right. I don't know what that was.
Oh, I was about to do the Lou Gehrig speech.
We're all good. But I'm with you on Andrew Bailey. I like Andrew Bailey. I like having him here for Missouri. I think it would have been great for Andrew Bailey to be the attorney general. And I don't know that we've had a Missouri attorney general there since John Ashcroft.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I don't think there's been a Missouri in that job, but I'm glad. You know, it'd be great to pick a different Missouri attorney and stick him in there. David Gregory. Pick David Gregory.
There you go.
I think I personally think we need Andrew Bailey here in Missouri. I don't think the federal government really does anything worthwhile, if you want the truth. That's the people in North Carolina. I think they'd agree with me. But he does real things that make a big difference for Missouri here as the Missouri Attorney General. I'd hate to see him go to work for the federal government. It's just a worthless entity. I think he's much better off here in Missouri, and I'm thrilled that Missouri dodged this bullet. And I do hope Trump, though, picks Sam Grace for transportation secretary. That would be great for this state. I'm at the lake today. If you want to know what would actually matter to folks here on the lake today, it would be a transportation secretary from Missouri. We'd build some bridges in this state if Sam Graves is picked, and I hope he is. But I'd be very glad to see Andrew Bailey do the 8 years he's kind of said he would do as Missouri's attorney general.
Well, tell me a little bit about, I mean, your show is This Week in Missouri Politics. By the way, who did the midweek show today?
I had Barklage on, always an entertaining time when you have Barklage on.
It is.
We get to talk a lot about the new speaker challenge.
So that's one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about. If folks aren't familiar with what's going on with that, bring them up to speed as to where we sit right now.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With the Missouri Speaker of the House.
Well, the Missouri Speaker of the House is elected by designee by the caucus. They did a formal vote last September and elected John Patterson unanimously to be this what they call the Speaker designee. He went out, took over the House Republican Campaign Committee, had a historic night where they went in with 111. Nobody, you and me were talking on my F-150 tour in the studio.
Yep.
There's no way you keep 111. They kept 111 under Speaker Patterson. They had another vote with the caucus a week ago, the day after the election. They all unanimously elected Patterson. And then Sunday night, Justin Sparks, a politician from the St. Louis area, announced he was going to run. Now, honestly, it's a little odd. He's complaining. His main beef, I've watched his videos, Joseph Sparks is a very compelling speaker, does presents himself very well on the radio and on these videos. He says he doesn't like having to raise money to reelect his fellow members. Well, I you know, ask Philip Bowler King and Ben Keithley. I think they're pretty tickled with HRCC. I don't think – ask Brad Crist. I think Brad Crist is pretty happy with HRCC. And if you hadn't raised that money – and, I mean, most of these races, the Republicans outspend the Democrats 10-15-1. In Brad Crist's district, I mean, it was hugely expensive.
Right.
And you had to have that money. So I guess if you want a smaller majority, you would do it differently. But I it's an awfully odd time to take on HRCC when they just had one of the most successful nights in the history of the Missouri Republican Caucus. And then I think too, there's a couple practical problems here. One, most members have already given their word. Now some politicians lie.
Right.
Newsflash, right? Water's wet. But a lot of politicians that I've interviewed too this week, Cameron Parker from the Boot Hill, she says, I give my word, and the Boot Hill, my word matters. And I'm not going to go back on my word, and I think Patterson's done a good job. I interviewed Dane Deal from the extreme western part of the state, and he said, yeah, I gave my word, and I'm not considering at all changing. I think Sparks has a few problems. One is folks have given their word. Number two, Patterson running HRCC, he led them to the most successful night they've ever had. They've never defended that kind of majority before that they did on election night. And number three, he's a freshman. And so there's a lot of upperclassmen that are like, well, some of the stuff you're saying is a little naive. And then some of the folks just plainly think they should be speaker or one of their allies should be speaker. And if a freshman becomes speaker, that ties that office up for 6 years.
Right.
And no one else can have it. And I think that those are just part of the realistic things here. I wonder, the end game here. I know he's in the Freedom Caucus, which is generally designed to take out Republican leadership and Republican legislation. I don't know if even that caucus has publicly backed him. I think he's got the backing of one rep from Northwest Missouri, a young lady, Maisie Boyd. I think she just recently was married. Her name is Maisie Christensen. I saw her like the post. So I assume that is some kind of indication that she would be with him. I talked to Barclays today on my midweek update, and he kind of thought it probably doesn't get to an actual vote, but you could have some people vote present in the speaker's election. And his thought was, if you get up to around 15 or 20 of those, then it shows a real division in that House caucus. So
right.
I think maybe look to that vote as 15 to 20 is the number that it would be interesting to see if he got to.
I don't know that I don't remember, so I don't know if it's happened. Has this challenge ever been mounted before since we've had term limits?
Well, you've had highly contested elections. What you normally have is a extremely contested election for floor leader.
But do
and
you,
then the floor leader gets
do you
a
have that after
the
after the caucus votes? I mean,
no.
So but once the
I've
caucus votes,
no.
I haven't seen anybody challenge after the caucus votes. I'm with you to
never
where
have.
You've had contentious stuff that's happened for different positions. And I mean, you just had the floor leader, the whip, the speaker pro temp, and the speaker all elected. What was that, a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, that was Wednesday.
Yeah. So, okay. So that just got done last week that got in there. So you've got this leadership team who has already been having meetings. Because I reached out to Chad Perkins earlier today, who's the speaker pro temp that's coming in. And he was saying, mm-hmm. I got meetings this whole week of things that are going on. They are working on hitting the ground running when they hit office in January. So I don't know what the likelihood is that something would actually happen, that people would actually vote for this. But I understand Barklage's point to where if you have 15, it kind of gets back to what we saw with the National House of Representatives, where they were doing that whole thing with Kevin McCarthy. You have a group of folks who are just going to hold out and hold everybody hostage and see where that's going to go. As
you're lucky the House has a large majority. You 15 can cannot show up even.
Right.
And it's not going to change much, but there will be. The media will cinch on this. The media loves to show division amongst Republicans. There'll be some conservative talk show host that this will be a good rallying cry for them to do their favorite pastime, which is hate on Republicans. I think it could be a quite divisive measure, not so much in the votes, but it'll just make it'll make it more contentious. It'll, frankly, it'll make it harder to pass Republican legislation.
Talking with Scott Faughn, the host of This Week in Missouri Politics, with about a minute left to go, what happened on election night that surprised you, if anything, from a Missouri standpoint?
I was surprised that the group led by Mike Kehoe was able to come in and tighten the margin on the abortion referendum as much as they did. I wasn't surprised that the get sports betting was close, but I was surprised that the work they did, the $3 million they brought in, I was surprised that they were able to pull that together in such a short period of time and actually make that a pretty competitive race. When I thought it would be more like 5-6 points, they narrowed it to a couple, 2 or 3, whatever it was. I was surprised by the margin being so small on the abortion referendum, and I think it forebodes in 2 years there'll be another one of these.
I started to say, you and I have had that conversation before. I don't think that's the end of this. I think you're going to see in 2 years somebody's going to come back, and we're going to have a second bite of the apple.
I think that's right. And the question is going to be, I've heard many groups say, we're going to challenge Missouri Right to Life. We're going to have a competing group. They usually do they have a mediocre year and they fizzle out. If Mike Kehoe will commit to raising funds for another group that is more of a inclusive, more positive message, Right to Life group, I think I like the chances of it being overturned. I'm pro-life. I'm the son of a teenage mother. But I have a positive story about it. I don't like the screaming and yelling and shaming, and it turns me off. And I have a very personal reason to be pro-life. But I'm pro-life because it's positive. I'm pro-life because I like to smile when I talk about why you should be pro-life, not scowl and scream.
Well, I'm with you. That is Scott Faughn, host of This Week in Missouri Politics. So we will see you on TV on Sunday.
Yes, sir. We're having Garrett Hawkins, the president of Rural Missouri, our pre-Thanksgiving edition of This Week in Missouri Politics, a week early.
Well, I feel like there's going to be some turkey on the set.
Well, that's a great idea, actually. There wasn't, but now there's probably going to be.
You know, good call. I feel like you should have a turducken there just to keep the whole Thanksgiving tradition going.
Oh, love John Madden with a turducken. Love it.
That's what I'm here for, brother, to help you with great ideas. That is Scott Faughn, man. We appreciate the time. That is Scott. Watch out for him on that F-150 tour as he's been making his way around Missouri. So other things that got passed in this past election was Missouri voted to raise the minimum wage. There were a lot of communities out there who said, I don't think that's going to be good for business. We're going to talk to one of those, and that is Ray McCarty. He is the president and CEO of the Associated Industries of Missouri. We will talk to him on the other side. It's Mike Elam and for Mark Reardon today on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.